And now, 88.9 WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert, a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, and join the conversation.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade, your host tonight. Mark's on vacation in North Carolina. So I'll be flying solo this evening for the first time, so bear with me. We'll see what we can do here. The first thing I want to do is remind you that WDCR Decatur Catholic Radio exists to strengthen your Catholic faith and spread the good news. We are lay Catholics dedicated to enlightening and entertaining with energy and enthusiasm while following genuine church teachings. We've had some big things going on around here. Hopefully in the next week or so, we'll have our new translator on the air that'll boost our signal to the south and west of Decatur. We don't know how far yet that'll go. We're hoping maybe we'll get into Taylorville and a little closer to Springfield. To get that signal, you'll go to 96.5 FM. So very shortly, you'll start hearing our promos coming on the air, and we're going to be WDCR 88.9, 96.5 FM. And that way you can hear us with a stronger signal in the South Shores area and some of the other parts of the West End where maybe the signal isn't quite as strong. We broadcast 88.9 from the transmitter in Orianna, Illinois, just north of the interstate. And it's a line of sight signal, which means if you're in a valley or near the lake, sometimes that signal goes over your head and your radio won't pick it up. But with 96.5 coming on board, and that transmitter is out near Route 48 and I-72, the signal should be boosted quite well to those areas, and hopefully we'll be able to pick up more listeners. And for those of you that listen and don't get a strong signal, you might try that. So remember, 88.9 and 96.5 FM, that's where we'll be hopefully in another week or so, as soon as Jim climbs the tower and sticks that antenna way up. And so since I am flying solo tonight, the cradle without the convert, I want to tell you about a little road trip I took a few weeks ago. This week, I went on the road for the Cradle and the Convert to a village 65 miles north of Decatur. El Paso, Illinois, is a small town just north of Bloomington on I-39. The usual fast food restaurants and gas stations are all along Route 24 as you exit I-35, but a mile or two into town, located in an old railroad freight station, is the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Spiritual Center and Public Museum. I met with founder and curator of the center, Karen Fulte, an outgoing and vibrant lady. Karen welcomed me into my pilgrimage, as she called it. As a railroad fan, I found the setting to be quite unusual. You know, a museum that's in a railroad station in downtown, it was really pretty cool. Now, if you're looking for artifacts and items used or owned by Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, you won't find many here. The Spiritual Center is more of a learning experience, learning about Bishop Sheen, his childhood in El Paso and in Peoria, and of course his vocation. Photos abound of the bishop with presidents, preachers, and movie stars. The walls are decorated with news articles and all sorts of different things regarding Bishop Sheen's life. After spending the better part of a quickly moving couple hours, Karen showed me to the location of the bishop's birth, a hardware store in downtown El Paso. The downtown is very quaint, almost Mayberry-esque, as I would say, and I found the hardware store, or the location, I should say, of the hardware store, where Bishop Sheen was born. Interestingly enough, a young man working for Bishop Sheen's father was in the basement of the hardware store smoking a cigarette when his mother came into the store. The boy saw his mother coming and threw the cigarette down, unfortunately, right into a gas can, which exploded and burnt the hardware store down. After that, Bishop Sheen and his family moved to Peoria as farmers. They had farms on the east side of Peoria as well as on the west side. After that, I visited St. Mary's Catholic Church, a beautiful small-town church just north of the square. There, Karen pulled out a white surplice, similar to an alb worn at Mass by the servers. I put it on and then learned that this surplice was one of Bishop Sheen's own. I felt extremely unworthy to be wearing a soon-to-be Class B relic of Bishop Fulton Sheen. We said a few prayers, and with heavy emphasis on the Holy Spirit, we prayed for the venerable Fulton Sheen's intercession for our own intentions. Short time later, after a crazy hot jalapeno burger at one of the spots just off the interstate, I was headed home with two books given to me by Karen Pulte, Bishop Sheen's autobiography, and a book about his daily reflections for the year. This was not the trip I expected. I thought I'd get an interview, talk to Karen about the museum and a little bit about the town, so actually it exceeded my expectations. As Karen had predicted, it really was a pilgrimage. I enjoyed my visit to the Bishop Fulton Sheen Museum, so much so that I recommend that you make a call and visit it yourself. Now, I'm going to give you some information on how to contact Karen at the center. So if you want to get a pencil or pencil and paper together, I'll give you those numbers here in just a second. Now, a couple of the quotes Bishop Sheen's that really stuck with me. One Karen has on the wall up there on a big banner, and it reads, "Our error has been to separate the sacred from the secular, the natural from the supernatural. It does not take much to make us saints. It only takes much love." And my favorite Bishop Sheen quote is, "There are not over 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church. There are millions, however, who hate what they wrongly believe to be the Catholic Church, which, of course, is a completely different thing." If you'd like to visit the Bishop Fulton Sheen Center in El Paso, Illinois, I recommend you call Karen at area code 309-527-4062 or 309-750-0849, or you can email her at unity, U-N-I-T-Y, at elpaso.net, unity@elpaso.net. The organization address is 17 East Main Street, Route 24, El Paso, Illinois. So, if you're looking for somewhere to visit, a pilgrimage, a local religious site to see, I highly recommend the Bishop Fulton J. Sheen Spiritual Center and Illinois Museum in El Paso, Illinois. I have with me this evening Britton Howery. Britton is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois and Heart of Illinois. She's been involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters since 2004 as a Big Sister and a board member. In 2014, she was named Big Sister of the Year for the entire state of Illinois. Britton attended Millikan University, right here in Decatur, and graduated with a double major in communications and vocal music. Prior to her position at Big Brothers Big Sisters, she worked at Serve Marketing in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as an account executive, and Country Financial in Bloomington, Illinois, as a community activities analyst. Britton, welcome to the show. We want to talk just a little bit about what's going on with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois, especially right here in Decatur.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad you're here. We know you're kicking off a new program called Mentor 2.0. Can you tell us a little bit about what that does?
Yes, we are really excited about this. So Mentor 2.0 takes our mentoring project to the next level. So this is a high school mentoring program, so it's a little bit different than what we do in our site-based and our community-based programs.
Okay.
This program is not only in person once a month, but online. So instead of meeting your little at their elementary school during lunch or recess or taking them out into the community, you email with your little 3 times a month, and then you meet them in person once a month.
Wow, so they can talk to you on their smartphones.
Yes, exactly. You can check your email from your smartphones and respond to, you know, whatever the topic is for that week. And it's mobile ready. It's technologically friendly, and we're just really excited about it.
Well, with the kids being so tech savvy these days, I'm sure that that's a great way to communicate with them. I know talking one-on-one, a lot of times they're looking at their phones while they're talking to you anyway.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of our community-based mentors say that they move towards, you know, texting and emailing and Facebooking a lot more with their high school students anyways. So this is a perfect fit.
How many mentors in Decatur, Central Illinois, does Big Brothers and Big Sisters have volunteering at this time?
In the Central Illinois area, we serve around 800 families. So between Champaign, Bloomington, and Decatur, we have just about that many volunteers that are on our committees, our boards, and our bigs in our program.
Cool. Now, if someone wants to volunteer, not only for 2.0 to be a big brother, big sister that actually does what most of them do, and that's to go out and share time and spend time with the little sister and little brother, how would they get a hold of you guys?
So we have a website where you would fill out a volunteer form. That's bbbscil.org. And they can click on our volunteer button, fill out the form, and then someone at our office will contact them.
Okay. Do they do a background check on people that volunteer, obviously?
Yes, we definitely do a background check, and we do a very extensive interview, not just to be extensive, but to make sure that we're really understanding the background of our volunteers, the interests of our volunteers, and then matching them with a little that has similar backgrounds and similar interests so that they have a long-lasting relationship, which is the goal of our program.
Okay, and a phone number?
The phone number is 217-428-4240.
4240. All right. Well, that sounds interesting, and we'll do a little promoting for you guys here on the station and try to get some of our tech-savvy listeners to volunteer for the Mentor 2.0 program. And anyone else that has the desire to mentor a youth so sorely in need these days of mentoring, we suggest you call the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois at 428-4240 or contact them at bbbscil.org. On the internet, and we want to thank Britton for spending a few minutes with us this evening to talk about her programs, and we wish the best to the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Thank you, Britton.
Thanks, Dave.
You know, I like the way she calls the Big Brothers and Big Sisters the Bigs and the kids the Littles. Anyway, you know, there are kids out there that need good role models and need mentors, and if you feel that you have some extra time on your hands that you can take on a challenge of dealing with a young person and instilling some values and morals and just spending some time with them, please call our friends at Big Brothers and Big Sisters right here in Decatur, Illinois at 428-4240.
Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We established orphanages and helped the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other institution. We developed the scientific method and founded the college system. We defend the dignity of human life and uphold marriage. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church, with over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith. Jesus started our church when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." So if you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome back to the Cradle of a Convert. I'm Dave Slade, flying solo tonight as Mark's on vacation. Last week, there was a national protest against Planned Parenthood, the nation's top abortion provider. A recent and ongoing expose of Planned Parenthood's selling of aborted baby parts and organs has raised the level of consciousness about the practices of Planned Parenthood. Here are a few sound bites from last weekend's protest at the Planned Parenthood Clinic here in Decatur. Can you tell me your first name?
I'm Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth, what are you doing here this morning?
Trying to show people that it's wrong to have to kill unborn babies and to sell their body parts.
That's awesome. And you're here with your mother, is that right?
Yes.
And what's her name?
Mandy.
Mandy, how about you? What brings you out this morning?
Well, we're here to help put an end to the atrocities of Planned Parenthood selling organs and body parts.
Have you seen the videos from the Center for Medical Progress?
Yes, I have. I've seen every one of them. And it's just absolutely atrocious.
I know the most recent one that came out showed a fetus that was born intact with a beating heart. And they took the fetus away and harvested its brain. It just seems like we've gone so far backwards in what they call medical progress to where we're trying to kill infants and babies to extend our lives. They say the medical progress, stem cell research, et cetera, that they're doing will extend our lives, but at the expense of the unborn.
Yes, it's terrible. And, of course, they do this with taxpayer funding, which is absolutely horrible because Christians, I know, don't want to participate in this. They don't want their money going to this horrible practice. And yet it continues, so we want to see an end to that.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Good morning, sir. This is your name, I believe, is Mike. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mike, what are you doing here this morning?
Well, I come out to support the Planned Parenthood protests. And I feel it's important that everybody should come out and help support this, because it's a terrible thing that's going on with this country.
Well, that's great, Mike. We appreciate your support out here this morning. And as I look through the parking lot this morning, I find a Florida license plate. And here's a gentleman that's from Florida who's out this morning on North Oakland Street at Planned Parenthood protest. And what's your name, sir?
My name's Drew.
And Drew, what brings you out in Decatur, Illinois this morning, of all places?
Well, I heard about this rally, and I thought that, it seems to me that this little building here and this nice shaded little lot, where they perform these babies' murders should not be, people should know it's here, and they should know what's going on. It's the modern day version of Joseph Mengele, who did horrible experiments on children, and here they are in this country with government support, killing babies and harvesting their organs for what they claim is medical research, and it shouldn't be allowed.
What do we need to do? How do we get through to these people? How do we get through to our politicians?
Well, you have to shine a light, because they're like cockroaches. They like to do their work in the dark. And the more you can shine a light on what they're doing, the more uncomfortable they become.
Like you said, this little building across the street here where they conduct abortions up to 10 weeks. After 10 weeks, then they provide transportation to take people to another abortion facility where they actually do the medically induced or the medical procedure abortions. So we appreciate you being out here this morning. Travel safe, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm here with Carol Peters as we stand on Pershing Road during this peaceful Planned Parenthood protest. And Carol has headed up this this effort. And I'd like to know, Carol, from you, what prompted you to take this project on?
Well, I've been pro-life for a long time, and I'm just waiting for God kind of give me a signal. I was listening to the Catholic radio station, I'd say two, three weeks ago, and heard about it. And they said there was a website, Planned Parenthood PP, is a protest PP. So I got on there, and I thought, you know what? Nobody signed up in Decatur. So I'm going to go ahead and take the lead. I don't really know what all to do. I thought if I get people signed up, get them here, and that's exactly what happened. And then we'll just start getting people gathered together to protest abortions.
Well, you know, sometimes all you have to do is crack the door a little bit, and the Holy Spirit will jump right through there. Maybe this is the beginning of something that will put the pressure on Planned Parenthood to stop performing abortions here in Decatur, Illinois. You know, they do chemical abortions right here at the building behind us up to 10 weeks. And I don't think most people in Decatur are aware that we actually have a facility performing abortions in our city.
I was beyond shocked when I found out in November. I think it probably began not long before that. But to find out that it was here, it was right in our community, it was in the front of my mind, something's got to be done about this. So I am so thrilled that this many people have come out today to give thanks to life, because without life we have no existence. And I just do not get why people think it's not a person, because the most sacred place for a child to be is with the mother, and I wish people would really understand that.
Approximately 40 people demonstrated against Planned Parenthood, and WDCR and WAND-TV covered the protest. What can you do? Be vigilant for the next protest and try to attend. You can also contact your governmental representatives at www.contactingthecongress.org and demand that they defund Planned Parenthood. If you use the website www.contactingthecongress, they'll ask for your zip code, and it will show you a link to all of your local representatives. Okay, we'd like to thank everyone that attended the Planned Parenthood protest last weekend and invite you to be vigilant for the next one. For the next few minutes, since I don't have the convert with me here as part of the CNC, I've got the chairman, Jim Comerford. And Jim and I are going to discuss what's going on with the radio station and the fact that we are listener-supported and depend on you to keep us running. Jim, what's new at the station?
We've been really busy this last year working on some improvements. Because of the generous donations of you, our supporters, we've been able to expand to this program that we're talking right now, that we're presenting. It took a studio upgrade to do that, which cost us several hundred dollars to make that happen. It's things that we didn't spend the money for when we first got on the air. We were concerned with just getting on the air and getting the signal out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're trying to do some refinements, and this is one of them.
Yeah, and it's working out really well. You know, we really enjoy having our first local produced show, and we can thank our listeners for providing funds to purchase the equipment to make that a reality.
And we hope to continue on to improve this show as we go, and they've got off to a really good start, and Mark and Dave have really taken hold of this, and we hope you all enjoy it, and we look for input from you as we move along, and also for any ideas that you have to make the show better. We're always interested in that.
Well, and one way, or three ways that you can contact us here at WDCR is our website, which is www.wdcrradio.com. We have a Facebook page, which you can just go to the search and type in 88.9 WDCR. And we also have an email address. You can contact us here at the show at contact@wdcrradio.com.
And along that same area, we're working real hard in getting the podcast up of these programs that that are being aired, the Catholic and the Cradle, or the Cradle and the Convert. I'll get that right here in a minute. But
Mark can't get it right either, so you're okay.
But we're working on that, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have all of them up there where you can access them any time that you like.
And now, what I understand here, next month, Jim, we're going to be going on the air in southwestern Macon County on a new number. Is that right?
Right. What we're doing, we're adding a translator, which is a radio transmitter that will repeat exactly what's being put out on WDCR from our transmitter site at Orianna. And the purpose of this is to increase our coverage and to firm it up in the southern part of the city, the South Shores area, and also to the west a little bit. So we're working real hard on that. Hopefully by the end of September we will have that up and operating. And that new frequency will be 96.5 FM. So what you'll do if you're having problem hearing it when you get to the south side or anywhere around Decatur, you can try the get off 88.9 and go to 96.5 to give it a try. And whichever one works the best, you're going to hear the same thing.
Well, good. So we'll be WDCR 88.9, 96.5 FM.
That's correct. That's coming.
Well, that's beautiful. And, you know, to expand the signal is such a positive sign that the new evangelization through radio is getting out to the people.
That's right. And that's always been our goal all along, is to spread the word of God and to save souls. That's what we're all about. Sometimes maybe we get hung up on where we're going to talk, how we're going to make this better, how we're going to buy this or buy that. But really, our bottom line, when you give us the money to our station, what the purpose of it is to save souls, and that's what we're all about.
Amen, Jim. That's beautiful. Okay. Well, I appreciate you sitting in and talking to us for a few minutes, and we're going to close the show tonight with a prayer. Now, most of you know the Serenity Prayer, and in fact, we play the Serenity Prayer during breaks, but we only play the first verse. There are actually three verses to the Serenity Prayer, and I'm going to read all three of them tonight. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking, as He did, this sinful world, as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right, if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us this evening on The Cradle and the Convert. Mark will be back with us next week. And until then, this is Dave saying good night. Cradle and the Convert is a production of WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on, you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. When the one that loved us, yeah, returned.